The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast. This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
It's the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also on SiriusXM Channel 80, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join me on the Goodyear Hotline. Adam Schefter will drop by in a few minutes to talk about the ripple effects of Aaron Rodgers' press conference. I'll tell you what. That's the kind of speech that you fantasize about giving your boss at the job you hate when the day you quit, you know. And I'll tell you another thing: this job is the way you're the way. Rodgers gave it to him after they worked out a deal to stay. Ooh, scorched earth. Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide, and you can get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299. No contract. All on America's best network, Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. So, you know, Raj, what I'd like to do, because we're going to talk to we got to get more into the draft. I'm going to take calls and all that stuff. But I didn't get to hear our sound, the clip of Aaron Rodgers, in our first hour of this program.
Oh, you want me to get that someone up for
took,
you?
We discovered what happened. Someone took this thing. I'm going to show everyone on ESPN+. Plus. See this thing that we plug into? Someone took the one that normally goes to this microphone and literally hid it under a desk. So, of course, I
Why would they
down.
Do that?
I don't
Why
know, but do I that? Sit down, and of course, I plug into the thing that's right here. They're identical. So I plug into it, but I was in the wrong one. Because someone right. I don't know. Someone,
well, why don't we take a little listen?
Successfully
we take
sabotaged
listen to,
this part. I want to listen to this because it was on not being involved in LaFleur decision and the team just wants him to play. Listen to this Aaron Rodgers sound, and then I will give you unique, fascinating, and very important insight so that when you go to work or to school or wherever you're going tomorrow, I guess not school, where? Day camp? Where are the kids going nowadays? Anyway, wherever you go around the way tomorrow, you're going to say things that make you sound as smart as me. Think about that for a second. That's right. What a precious commodity we sell on this show, Raj. Play Aaron Rodgers, Raj.
I talked to Matt after the deal had already been in place to hire him as coach. I wasn't part of that conversation. You know, let's just make that completely clear. I do love Matt, and we've had a blast together, and I'm glad he's here. But it's decisions like that that have happened over and over and over again that make me realize that the organization looks at me and my job is just to play. In my opinion, based on what I've accomplished in this league, the way I care about my teammates, the way I show up in the locker room, the way I lead, the way I conduct myself in the community, you should tie myself to a little bit more input. The rules, you know, are the same for most people, but every now and then there's some outliers, you know, guys who've been in the organization for 17 years and won a few MVPs, where they can be in conversations at a different higher level. I'm not asking for anything that other great quarterbacks across the last few decades have not gotten.
I'm going to comment on the whole thing. Raj, play the beginning again.
I talked to Matt after the deal had already been in place to hire him as coach. I wasn't part of that conversation. You know, let's just make that completely clear. I do love Matt, and we've had a blast together, and
okay,
I'm glad
stop
he's
it right
here.
There. He loves Matt. I do love Matt. Right? He's not talking about how the relationship started off. He's not going to repeat stuff. But he didn't. When he said he didn't mention Gutekunst or Murphy, but when he said, I love the fans, he couldn't say organization. So if he says, I love Matt, he's not BSing, I don't think. Now, of course, he's going to get mad. The ball got taken out of his hands, right? And I heard people who would know tell me when LaFleur first got there that he and Rodgers were at loggerheads early on. But Rodgers ain't talking about then. He's talking about now. When Rodgers goes on to say that they value him only as what he can do on the field, and there's so much more. And he starts going into all the stuff he can do. And he even went into the community. But isn't it interesting how sports leagues have to show you that they care about everything, about the community, about breast cancer, about, you know, about social issues and everything. They have to convince you they care about it. When, in fact, these teams are trying to win and the leagues are trying to make money. Businesses are generally not moral or immoral. They're amoral. Their job is like getting, what, are you going to get mad at a shark for eating something? No, that's what it does. Businesses don't think about anything but making money. But part of the strategy to make money is these sports leagues have to convince you they also care about everything else, the community and everything else. And Aaron Rodgers is saying, not only am I an on-the-field guy, I'm a locker room guy. I all the stuff that the leagues are and the teams are putative, you know, community leaders, and I actually do care about that. So I'm doing everything you want your best player and leader and quarterback to do. And he said, the rules apply to everyone, I get it, but sometimes you have outliers. He's right. This does not mean every quarterback in the league is now going to be treated special. But if you're Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, or Patrick Mahomes, there are 32 teams. If you're one of the three or four best quarterbacks in the world, you're really special, you're different from everyone else, you're an outlier. You should be, especially if you've been in the league for a decade plus, decade and a half. They should want your input. Now, let me tell you the unique insight here, Raj. I know you've been waiting for it. Raj wants to go into his circle with friends and sound smart. I'm going to talk about Tom Brady here. The way in which, and I said Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time, going back, I don't know. I mean, before other people were saying it. I just thought he was going to get old before everyone else did. Because I don't know, no player in the history of football has ever been great after the age of 41, but Brady proved me wrong. And you know, was the exception to the historical rule. At any rate, if someone said who's the best quarterback you've ever seen, not the most accomplished, the greatest, the best, I'd say Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers. But I have to acknowledge, even though they can do things with their legs and their arm that Brady can't do, Brady has two things above everyone. One is leadership. No one's a better leader than Brady. And two is decision-making. No one makes better decisions than Brady. No one processes information quicker, makes better decisions. So maybe, as much as I know that those are the two most important things with the quarterback, maybe I'm not even weighing them enough. Brady has done something again here. Tom Brady has done something again here. And that's blaze a trail. Brady left the Pats and went to greener pastures because he was taking reductions in his salary and he was saying, okay, go get me a team. I'm taking less money than I ought to take because I want a good team around me. And he didn't like the way Belichick was spending his money. He's like, come on, dude. Not only are you not drafting, because Belichick's also the GM, you're not even buying the players that we need to buy or paying the right guys. Come on. I don't have any weapons. I'm taking less money. What's it for? So he leaves, okay. And Belichick, meantime, thinks, Brady's getting old, and Brady proved them wrong. So Brady leaves the Pats. But that's not all, because that enough is a blueprint for Aaron Rodgers. Brady blazed the trail, and Rodgers like, oh, wait a minute, I don't have to stay on the Packers? And not only do I not have to stay, but look, Brady didn't allow the team to decide the end of his Patriots career. Brady decided the end of his Patriots career. Okay, I'm going to do that. So that's one way in which Brady led and Rodgers followed. Here's another way. Once Rodgers got to Tampa, think about the way he's conducting himself publicly. The muzzle's off. The handcuffs are off. He's not a robot. He's a fun-loving guy. He's candid. It's not just honest. It's candid. That candor plays well. The difference being, you know, honesty is just like, I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. But candor is, you know, you're also speaking in a way that is not just honest, but maybe surprising in terms of the subject matter you would choose, right? And at least that's the way in which I'm using it. Brady's being candid. He's having fun, but candid. Not giving you just a typical answer you expect. And by the way, going on the barbershop and saying, or the shop, the barbershop, going on the shop on HBO, LeBron's show, and saying, really, that blank blanker, when he was talking about a team that he was interested, that wasn't interested in him, that wanted to keep their own quarterback? When would Brady talk like that publicly? Rodgers saw that, and look at the press conference he just gave. Not just that instead of the team dictating to him the end of his time in Green Bay, he's dictating to the team. That comes from Brady. But also, now that I've done this, I'm taking the handcuffs off. I'm taking the muzzle off. I'm going to tell you how I really feel. Let's face it. Weren't you expecting Rodgers? Like, because this is what athletes do a lot of the times in this situation. They'll tell the media, you guys are making too much of it. Right? Did he say that? No. He was like, oh, yeah, let me tell you some extra stuff. So I got to give Brady credit. He's the reason he's the GOAT. Rodgers and Mahomes more talented than Brady. They're better, right? But no one makes better decisions than Brady. No one leads better than Brady. And part of that decision-making and leadership has resulted in him blazing a trail that Aaron Rodgers is now following. Now, Mahomes doesn't have to do that because the Kansas City Chiefs are smart enough to look at Mahomes, look at Brady, look at Rodgers, go, we ain't making that mistake. Hey, Patrick, how'd you like a $500 million contract? Also, who would you like, you know, to throw the ball to? Oh, whoops, your offensive line's no good? Okay, how's Orlando Brown Jr.? How we'll go ahead and sign Tooney, and also we'll bring over Blythe from the Rams. Is that good? we'll get like the three best offensive linemen on the market right now. Okay, the offensive line's fixed now. Good, Patrick. Patrick Mahomes obviously got a great relationship with his head coach, and that organization is functioning very healthily in a very healthy way. But those are the three guys. They're the shot callers. Rodgers, Brady, and Mahomes, because they're different than everyone else. Even Russell Wilson, not quite. He's knocking on the door, but not quite. But almost. Deshaun Watson had a chance to be that guy. I don't know now with the off-the-field stuff. I don't know. That's got to be resolved one way or another, and there's a chance it's resolved in a way he won't play football. We'll see. Maybe Trevor Lawrence one day. Maybe Justin Herbert one day. If Lamar Jackson develops as a passer, if he has not plateaued that way but continues to develop, maybe him one day. We're talking about, but not Josh Allen. You know, we're not Matt Stafford. We're talking about the very best of the very best. All right, now, the Max Kellerman Show presented by Progressive Insurance. NBA draft tonight. Coverage starts on ESPN Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. And I know that usually, look, I think basketball is the perfect sport. If you want to say the best sport, it's basketball. It's elegant. The rules are not as Byzantine as the NFL. It's a faster-paced game than, say, baseball. It's a perfect team sport. It's the best sport there is. By the way, wasn't my favorite growing up. Team sport, that was baseball. It's not the most popular team sport. That's the NFL in this country. It's not my overall favorite, like, you know, boxing, right? Fighting. But I have to acknowledge, whatever my personal preference is, it's a perfect sport. It's the evolution of it's soccer, only much, much better. It's the evolution of soccer. It's man to soccer's monkey. However, because there are fewer positions, because it's more determinative and less probabilistic, meaning the best team wins, unless there's injury, funky stuff like injury happened this year. But otherwise, the best team is obvious. If everyone was healthy, the Nets would have killed everybody, and we all know it. Every year, the best team wins. But because of that, things like the playoffs can be less exciting than, say, the NFL playoffs because there's less randomness. It's too easy to predict. And things like the draft, because there are fewer positions and you have a good idea of draft order, and there are fewer impact players, is also usually not as good as, say, the NFL draft. This is an exception. This draft is must-see TV. I mean, you watch the NBA draft anyway, but this is like NFL draft quality, awesome TV watching tonight. ESPN, 7 p.m., 4 p.m. Pacific. Because it's one of the best draft classes ever, according to everyone. Cade Cunningham, being compared to Luka. Jalen Green, athletic, high-scoring, you know, guard. Evan Mobley, who would be number one in most years. But nowadays, the way the game's played, he has defensive guard skills at 7 feet. But if you can't also shoot and play, you know, like Kevin Durant and Giannis and AD are all 7 foot-ish, 6'10", 6'11", 7, something like that. But everyone likes KD the best out of that group because he has guard skills. He has perimeter player skills more than AD or Giannis. He can shoot better than Giannis, right? So he's considered the best out of the three. Evan Mobley would be number one in any draft, except that he doesn't have those kind of skills offensively from the outside, stuff like that. Jalen Suggs, Scotty Barnes, like huge upside guys. Everyone I've mentioned so far has the potential to be a perennial all-star. People love Book Knight. the Connecticut guard. Kuminga is considered a big upside guy over time. Who else? Giddy, overseas, an Australian player, considered also high upside guy. Davion Mitchell. He's listed at 6'1". I thought he was 6'2". I mean, I compare him to Donovan Mitchell, but, you know, name is Mitchell, wears 45. D. Mitchell wears 45. Shows up in the draft, take him. Don't overthink this one. But Davion Mitchell, like, he's the defensive player of the year, and he's a playmaker. The only question at that point is, can he shoot? And then this year, he shot 45% from three. 45%? Well, oh, that's not sustainable. And plus, in the NBA, oh, what, it'll be a 38% three-point shooter? If Davion Mitchell shoots 38% from three in the NBA, he's an all-star. How many all-stars have I just named?
Max, I got a question. Maybe there's a basketball team in L.A. that maybe could use a point guard. Mm. And, you know, if Mitchell's going in the middle of the draft, you think there's a team maybe in L.A. that could move up possibly to, I don't know, maybe
the
they don't
Lakers,
have
Lakers, like, position. I like Talen Horton Tucker a lot. I know why the Lakers didn't want to include him in trades, you know, for Kyle Lowry or something like that. I think Davion Mitchell has more upside. I think he's, you know what I look for at that level, and by the way, THT is a special kind of player. No one's ever played exactly like him. That's saying something. Davion Mitchell, I look for at this level, the fast twitchies. Do you have fast twitchies or not, right? If you got that little electric something, that usually tells the difference at the highest level. And Talen Horton Tucker ain't doing it with fast twitchies. He's doing it with rhythm and with timing and with his own unique style. Love him. Want to keep him. Well, Raj, let me ask you something. If you had to include THT in a deal to move up and grab someone like Davion Mitchell, would you do it?
Max, you know this. You know this by the way we play fantasy football. I'm a sucker for upside. Yes, I do.
I'm a sucker for upside, too. But I think he's also ready to contribute now, just defensively. Like, think about, remember, we were on the air, Raj, Max and Marcellus in ESPN LA. When the draft with Julius Randle and Marcus Smart occurred. And on the last day of the season, I believe it was, the Lakers beat the Celtics. And I was like, yeah, that's right. Even in a season where we both stink, at least we beat the Celtics. And I thought, no! You want Marcus Smart over Julius Randle. Now, it turned out I was wrong. And those were the last two players, I remember, in that draft where you're like, they're going to be real NBA players. But Marcus Smart, you knew, could at the very least walk onto an NBA court and defend right away. You know? And I know Davion Mitchell doesn't have Marcus Smart size. So he's going to have to defend point guards. But as Ramona said, off night, the best nickname in sports right now. Whoever he's guarding is going to have an off night. I don't care. Even if that doesn't play as well in the NBA, it's not like he can't play defense. That guy's going to be a problem on defense for the shorter guards, right? So that's one thing he can do right away. He can playmake. The only other question, Raj, is can he shoot if he's a dog defensively? And he can make plays because he has handles. He's a little guy. That's why he's even in the draft, right? You got to be able to handle it. 6'1", 6'2". Then the only other question is, can he shoot? He shot 45% from three, Raj. 45!
Now, what you're talking about, that kind of guard, sounds like Marcus Smart, who still can't shoot. But guess what? He's included in no deals. He's starting every.
Yeah, but and Marcus Smart is bigger. Look, Marcus Smart is bigger. If Davion Mitchell was 6'5", he would not be going like in the middle of the first round. He'd be going in the top five or six at least, right? He's not. He's 6'1" or whatever he is. So, okay, you know who else is that? Chris Paul is 6 feet tall. If you're a dog on defense, you can play, make, and shoot. You're going to have to explain to me, what else is there? Am I missing something? That there's nothing else. That's all there is. You can put the ball on the floor, make plays for yourself and your teammates, defend the other guy, defend your position, and shoot from distance. You're ready to play in the NBA. Listen, Haliburton, who wound up getting hurt, one thing you knew about him is he was going to fit in any backcourt. He could play the one or the two. He's just going to be an addition right away to any team. I'm just saying, if I'm the Lakers right now, or the Knicks, to tell you the truth, but if I'm the Lakers right now, I'm looking for an impact guard, and I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to, and I can somehow nab Davion Mitchell? That's what I'm doing. Coming up, there's some communication issues with the Saints. Well, that's kind of flying under the radar. 5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, not anymore. Because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299. All on America's best networks, 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money, Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise, 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, also on Sirius XM Channel 80, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. Adam Schefter, ESPN NFL Insider, joins me now. Adam, you, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago, floated the idea, hey, you know what? What if the Green Bay Packers tell Aaron Rodgers, look, this cap hit would be too onerous, we're going to, you know, you come back for another year, and then after this year, we'll let you go. And obviously, you're not pulling that stuff out of thin air. You talk to everybody, and sure enough, that is what's happening. What does the deal mean for Rodgers and the Packers this upcoming season and then after that?
Listen, Max, I still believe that Aaron Rodgers recognized that his options were limited. And as interested as he was in being traded and not returning to Green Bay, and I think that was pretty apparent in what he said yesterday, he really didn't have a lot of options. And so even though he did come back, I'm telling you, at this time last week, there was a real feeling from people that he wasn't coming back. And if you ask his friends, you ask people close to him, there are a lot of people who did not expect to see him back in Green Bay. But over the weekend, the Packers did a wise thing. They came up with some concessions here that greased the skids that will give Aaron the freedom to be able to do what he wants after the season. And we've talked about that. We've talked about the language, the forfeiture of money that he will no longer have to pay back, the money that essentially would come due against the Packers cap. He doesn't have to pay back money that he would have if he had stayed away now. Packers could have gone after his money now, this year, if he didn't show up. They can't do that after this year. Mm-hmm. And if he decides he wants to stay in Green Bay after this year, he'll have that option. If he wants to be traded, as he was interested in doing this offseason, he can tell them, and they would have to oblige with that. Not contractually, not written out. You just say, no problem, I'm going to retire. I'm going to have my money count against your cap. I'm going to have the threat of showing up in training camp. You're going to have to clear out more space. It's going to be a nightmare. We've had these discussions about my future. You told me one thing. I told you another. And so he's kind of put it all out there and said, I'm coming back. And he will have the options to do what he wants after next year, whatever that is, Max. Stay in Green Bay, move on, retire, be traded. Whatever he wants to do, he will be in a position to do.
Talking to Adam Schefter, ESPN NFL Insider, on Aaron Rodgers, the Packers, what it all means. So what was interesting to me, Adam, one of the interesting things to me, it was a fascinating press conference that Aaron Rodgers had. And Tim Hasselbeck was on the show yesterday saying it would have been interesting to see Gutekunst talk instead of before Rodgers, after Rodgers. I know he has spoken since then, but I mean the initial statement. Rodgers gave the kind of press conference that someone says when they're quitting a job, right? And they're practicing in the mirror how they're going to tell their boss off, and that's it. He gave that kind of like aired the Packers out, but not on his way out the door, on his way in to play another year. And one of the central issues for him wasn't just like, hey, you must do as I say, but you need to listen to me. You need to value my input. And Gutekunst came out afterward, and yes, he said, look, we are gonna listen, and we will listen more, but also kind of hedged. What does this mean? Like, do you think the Packers will give Rodgers more power here?
Well, here's the issue. They asked Aaron at the end of the press conference, do you think you'll be involved now in more personnel decisions? And he said flat out no. Mm-hmm. Because the fact of the matter is, they've told him for years that he was going to be involved. And you heard the man himself yesterday talk about every time he was working out with somebody or training with somebody or was with a draft prospect and recommended it, they didn't take his advice. Mm-hmm. And so they haven't listened to him in other seasons. And he doesn't expect These are all his words, that they'll start doing that now. Now, again, the Randall Cobb trade, that was for Aaron Rodgers. 100% for Aaron Rodgers. That was part of the discussions that took place over the weekend. He said, I want my friend back. And they went and got him back from the Houston Texans for a sixth-round pick. And so they listened there. And I think that, look, he gets along great with his coaching staff. So Matt LaFleur was talking about how, you know, and I think he's done this anyway. Hey, we're going to lean on what Aaron wants to do and doesn't want to do and what he's comfortable and what he's not comfortable. And that, the smart coaches do that anyway. Mm-hmm. But do I think that they're going to be bringing in Aaron Rodgers for the final discussions on the 53-man roster? No.
No, right.
He doesn't. But why would you not say, hey, Aaron, you know, we're going to keep six receivers. Which are the guys you like? What do you think would work? And I'm not telling you to listen to him and say, well, he wants Jake Kumerow and we don't. So we're going to go with the guy we want. Like, just hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
It's not hard. Make him feel a part of it, right? Now, I don't know that they can and will do it. They haven't done it, Max, and they've talked about doing it for years. This is not a new thing, okay? It's boiled over in him. This has been going on for a while with him, where they said, we're going to include you, and they never have. And the personnel offices up in Green Bay are on the second floor, and Aaron Rodgers isn't invited on the second floor, and he doesn't go up to the second floor, and nobody said, hey, stop by my office on the second floor. He's a first-floor guy.
Yeah, well, listen, as I said on First Take today, it was one of those Gladwell books, you know, talking about like malpractice lawsuits. They are much less correlated with actual result and much more correlated with bedside manner. And Aaron Rodgers has not liked the Packers' bedside manner. And I think finally they got the message. Adam, real quick, where's the best fit for Rodgers in 2022 if he's not with the Packers?
Well, here's the whole thing, Max. Really, there were not a lot of options out there right now. Maybe Denver, maybe a couple of other places. But the quarterback landscape will reset during the course of this season. And it will look a lot different in December and January than it does now. So when you ask me to say what's the best fit now, it's really a meaningless question to answer because it's like trying to predict which head coach is going to be safe at the start of the season. I can tell you, if you make a list of coaches who will be start at this at the beginning of a season every year and look back at the end of the year, your hit rate will be very, very low every year. And you know what? The hit rate for quarterbacks is probably higher, but not a lot higher. We know there are a dozen guys that you could look at, a dozen, and say they're locked in. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert. Okay? But beyond that, beyond the blue chip fixture guys, anything could happen with any quarterback. That could change the quarterback.
Yeah, including injury, by the way. You know, lots of stuff can happen. Yeah.
Correct.
Adam Schefter, ladies and gentlemen. Adam, always love it when you jump on. Appreciate it. Coming up, last take is your take. Raj, when I say appreciate it, you got to let Adam Schefter say, okay, bye, Max. Good coming on the show. People like to hear it's a nice little ending to the.
We do that, but then you'd be like, oh, well, how much do you appreciate it? Adam, do you appreciate it as much as when your aunt brings you an apple pie and you would turn
it compare it to when you go on Greeny's show. Coming up, last take is your take. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Recent data shows that out of all female-owned businesses, the estimate is that one in three is owned by a mom. CEO and founder Talia Goldstein is one such mompreneur. She needs to hire several matchmakers a month for her personalized matchmaking company, so she uses ZipRecruiter. Their technology helps her find the right people for her job quickly. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. I used ZipRecruiter to search for producers for this show. I was the 1 out of 5, but 4 out of 5, they find the right person. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Kellerman. That's ZipRecruiter.com/KELLERMAN. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
It's Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, also Sirius XM Channel 80. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Last Take is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
You heard First Take?
At least it's good to hear your voice finally, because I know on First Take, I only hear you on the intro and outro.
Now hear Max's Last Take.
All right. We're going to take calls during Last Take. This is your Last Take. Mitch in New Jersey. Show them how it's done, Mitch.
How's it going, Max? Aaron started on the wrong foot. Hi, Max. Zaire Williams. You think he'll be a lottery pick? If not, will he fall down to the Clippers or even his Stanford teammate, Silva?
No, I don't think he'll be a lottery pick. I think he has upside, but I think there are enough questions about him that it'll keep him out of the lottery. But he has upside, and I think if you're depending on your need, look, if there's a guy who you think could be a rotation piece right away, like a Duarte, right, someone like that, but they're limited upside, you can sign a guy like that out of the G League. You can sign a guy like that for a mid-level exception. You can make a trade for a guy like that. They're all over the place, you know?
The Clippers got to do something.
You want to try to get a guy with real upside. Yeah, the Clippers are, look, they're not going to have Kawhi probably next year. Kawhi probably not going to play next year. Clippers are in a bad spot. Mitch in Staten Island, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Do it again. Mitch in Staten Island, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. I hear someone in the background, Raj, trying to say something, but it's like, Brian in West Virginia, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hi, Max. Just had a question. Get your thoughts on Devontae Adams.
Mm-hmm.
With Aaron Rodgers being kind of uncommittal and led us to believe that he would probably leave after this season, and therefore Devontae Adams not extending his contract,
mm-hmm.
with the Packers trading mid-season to get something out of him instead of letting him walk.
Well, Devontae Adams, if you have an elite receiver, and Devontae Adams is an elite receiver, and he's under the age of 30, and he's coming up, he is likely to be either the highest paid or among the top two or three highest paid at his position. Would I make Devontae Adams the highest paid receiver in the league? Were I the Packers? If I had to, I guess I would. I guess if you have a top 3 to 5, I'm not quite as high on Devontae as other people are. And by the way, I don't want to make it, he's a great receiver. But, you know, a couple of years ago, the three best receivers in the league were Odell and Antonio Brown and Julio Jones. I see that group, those three guys, as qualitatively different than the three best receivers in the league now, if you consider Devontae Adams a top 3 receiver. But if you have a guy who's arguably the very best and he's under 30 and his contract is up, there's a good chance you're going to have to give him the most, so I suppose I would too. Mike in Montana, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Mike in Montana.
Hey, how's it going?
Go ahead, Mike.
I Packer fan my whole life, but the biggest thing, the icing on the cake for me yesterday was that Rodgers conference. I had purchased tickets to see him play the Chiefs in November, and I think he just doubled my ticket value.
No doubt. Rodgers, as I said, and I credit Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know, like, Tom Brady has blazed the trail. As I said, Rodgers and Mahomes are the most talented ever, right? Those guys are in a class by themselves. But the reason Brady is in a group of three in terms of the best in the business right now, even at his age, is he makes the best decisions, and he is the best leader. And that combination of qualities, the leadership and decision-making, which are related, has led him eventually to make the decision to leave the Patriots and to decide, I'm not going to let the Patriots dictate to me the end of my Patriots tenure. I'm going to dictate it to the team. And then led him to Tampa, where he is allowed to be more of himself publicly. He's allowing himself to be more candid and honest. And I think Rodgers saw both those things. He saw, look at that. There's life after the team that you know. And so he did this. He's like, look, I want to leave. I'm not happy here. And also, he's more candid and kind of honest publicly now. I think that press conference is proof of that. So, Tom Brady's blazed the trail and Rodgers is following right now. And the only one in their class is Patrick Mahomes at the moment. And those three guys are shot callers. You know, the reason the Packers are in a bad spot with Rodgers is because they didn't realize that he's the guy calling the shots. But I think they realize it now. And the question is there anything they can do, and are they willing to do it, to keep Rodgers after this one season? At this moment, it doesn't look likely, but I would never say never. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, Shanae and Golic Jr. coming up. Don't forget the draft. I'm sure you won't. 7 p.m. tonight on ESPN Radio, all the ESPN platforms. It's going to be a great one. I can't wait. See you tomorrow. Proof.
Thanks for listening to the Max Kellerman Show. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.